Our focus and word from the Lord today centers upon a highly celebrated tradition, which is known as Mother's Day, every second Sunday of May. It is set aside for mothers everywhere to be recognized and highly praised with cards, gifts, flowers, and special tokens of appreciation. Praise the Lord. Now, on this particular day, mothers are given much attention. If you, as a mother, are not given special attention, just remember, you are loved. Jesus loves you very much. Hallelujah. God wants to use this message to show you the power of faith in Jesus. There is a mother in the Bible God wants to call your attention to on today, and this mother was a woman of great faith. Now, let's look at the facts according to the scriptures of the birth of Jesus through God's chosen servant, Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, chosen to bring our Lord and Savior into the world. St. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and I will read it for you, starting with verse 26. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed or engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Verse 29. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Verse 32. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end." Verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." This is verse 35. "And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Verse 36. "Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing," this is verse 37, "for with God, nothing will be impossible." Verse 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Now, we see in the same chapter, chapter 1 of St. Luke, beginning with verse 46, we hear Mary's response. We hear Mary's trust and faith in God, evidenced by her song of praise. And I will read through verse 55. From 46 through 55. Beginning with 46. "And Mary said, 'My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lovely state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lovely. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Verse 54. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. 55. As he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. Hallelujah. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. One who sits high and looks low and seeks out those with obedient spirit and hearts with a desire to serve and please him. This was Mary. Praise God for Mother Mary. She was a woman of strong faith. She even risked losing her man for Christ. Oh yeah, she risked losing her man, Joseph, for Christ's sake. Because she was a virgin and the Holy Spirit impregnated her. And she knew that within her heart and her mind and her spirit. How many of us think we could have believed and received that kind of news without a lot of fear, doubt, and emotionalism? But praise God for the faith of Mother Mary, who listened to the message of God and decided to obey. And therefore, she became great and will be known throughout the end of time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What about you? Whether you are a mother, father, sister, brother, I am sure there have been things in your life that God has commanded you to do, praise God. You heard his voice so clearly speak to your heart, but you have not submitted and turned your will over to God's will for your life. Lord, help us today. You might ask, exactly what is God's will for my life, Sister Evangelist? Well, I'm glad you asked, praise God. God's will is for you to be saved and to walk in the way of his Son, Jesus Christ, to love one another and to share the fruit of the Spirit, that Galatians 5:22 fruit, which is peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, loving, self-controlled. Against such there is no law. Jesus was born to die for the sins of the whole world. And I don't know if you won that prize out there, mother, or not, but the scripture does say, so I'm not going to give you the scripture, but it's a very familiar scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Won't you trust God today and allow him to become Lord of your life? Then you too, just like Mother Mary, can have a song of praise in your heart to Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and soon coming King. Yes, Jesus is coming back someday. The Bible teaches it. Don't be caught outside the ark of safety, which is the body of Christ. If you are mothering someone else's children, God bless you. Then you have taken on the role of a mother. If your mother has transitioned on, God bless you. Remember, Jesus will be a mother for you. He'll be a father for you. He'll be all you need, bless God. I'd like to offer a special blessing to all mothers on this celebrated weekend. If you are a woman that has desired children but has not yet been successful in that endeavor, praise God anyway. Because I know there is a divine reason why not. Just continue to trust God's decisions. Hallelujah. God bless every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice in this very special way on today. And may his peace and joy saturate your hearts and your souls as you start and continue to listen and obey his voice. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Accept him today. It will be the best decision you ever made. And remember, Jesus loves you. And so do I.